wet.
I blogged from home yesterday.
Good. I know. I read it. Good blog.
Did you blog from home?
I blogged from the bus.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I wrote it down on a sheet of paper on the back of the bus.
Right.
And phoned it through to Hoop Dog.
You really didn't, did you?
I did, yeah.
And you dictated to him?
Yeah. And he went, okay, oh, good line, good line.
So hang on, Chris, you blogged directly from home.
Yeah.
And you dictated it over the telephone.
On the back of a bus.
They're contrasting technological styles.
Exactly.
I think Dominic has the right one, though.
Because I don't know how to blog directly. I just send an email to Hoop Dog, and he puts it on there for me.
I followed the instructions and blogged from home yesterday, and I got it on the site, and I thought, that's really clever, including my little picture and everything. Put it all in, put it all together.
Did you?
I was very proud of myself. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back to it and just finish it off, because I was up against a time limit. And I thought, you know what, I'll go back and I'll just put a bit more information in. So I got a bit clever, going to move things around, and now when you go on the website, it's all screwed up. The whole website, the whole page is messed up.
There's some interesting language on there which I don't quite recognise.
It looks like something out of the Matrix, the very beginning bit.
Well,
yeah,
isn't it? You put your picture in. You know, if you blogged this picture of you, or if Kerry does this picture of Kerry.
Yeah.
And so, I cut and paste this thing, which is which equals in computer talk picture of me. Right.
What's the picture of?
Me. Everyone's got one.
It's called a JPEG.
Look, there. Everyone's got one there. Carrie, yeah. Rach, Dave, Allard, you know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So I put mine and everything worked, but then when I went back and tried to be a little bit cocky. Let me show you the problem there, Dave, right? As you can see here on the Chris Moore Show webpages.
Yeah.
If you want to have, oh, what do you want to have a look at? Celebrity Tarzan, you
yes,
say,
please.
Dom, not a problem. Click Celebrity Tarzan, and then there it appears. But the border around it remains the same. What's that? One Road Travel, you say?
Yeah.
I'll click on it, not a problem. That changes, but the border around it stays the same.
Yeah.
Read our blog, click on it. It all changes.
So have you messed up the site for everybody now?
Yeah, and where's the border? It's all the way down at the bottom of the
page. Have you done that?
I have no idea.
So you've inadvertently done a bit of computer hacking.
Yeah, but I don't know how.
Wow.
And also, it doesn't have a picture of me. It says, img alt equals Chris hates stuff. And it doesn't work.
I don't even know how to fix that for you.
So that's... I don't think I'll be blogging from home again.
It's best to send it to Hoop.
Mind you, you're in no position to have a go at me.
Why?
Because you do a joke in yours right at the beginning saying, Dominic here again. Firstly, apologies for offending tree lovers with my last blog. It seems chopping down stuff didn't play well in the online eco community.
Yeah.
So sorry again.
Yeah.
And then the next gag is... Anyway, this week, it's all about the joys of driving a massive petrol-guzzling 4x4.
Yeah.
I see what you've done there. Although you haven't put petrol, have you? You put patrol.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So anyway, this week, it's all about the joys of driving a massive patrol-guzzling 4x4.
Yeah, those 4x4s that guzzle patrols.
Yeah.
We'll change that.
Where did you sit on the bus?
Right at the back, really bumpy as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's rubbish. What, top deck?
No, just a single decker right at the back. It's a bit weird, that bus.
It's full of odd people, isn't it, Dom?
It is.
Including yourself.
So, yeah, I need Hoop Dog to fix it. It's all over the place. And, you know, and now looking back at what I wrote, it wasn't even worth it in the first place. It's now screwed up the radio and website. And to talk rubbish. But it's a very interesting insight into my life.
It's the fact you've done it, I think, is good, though.
Yeah, I did it myself, and I don't get paid any extra for it, either.
I would imagine that Hoop Dog can probably correct that problem from home.
Do you reckon he'll be listening right now logging on?
If he's listening, he can log on and reblog or whatever you do.
Or his assistant, Martin, could do it as well. He's good.
Yeah.
/Radio 1.
I'll text him.
Make sure you send an email to the right Martin as well, because I sent a blog to the editor of African Productions for the BBC. Inadvertently.
Did you get a reply back?
Yes, saying, this wasn't for me, was it?
What was his name?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Martin Davis.
And who's the other guy?
Martin Davis.
Right, okay.
One spelled with a Y, one spelled with an I. That's the problem.
Ah. See, on the internal phone system, and that's going to cause a problem.
Absolutely.
Oh, let's find out. I love this internal phone system.
Good morning.
What name, please?
Martin Davies.
Would you like Martin Davies in Outside Broadcast? Martin Davies in African English Production? Martin Davies in Radio 1 Interactive?
Oh, my God.
Or Martin Davies in Red Bee Media Access Services?
Wow.
What's
wow,
Red yes, Bee Media?
Do you know, I don't know. With all these choices, you spoilers.
Would you like no. Martin Davies in Outside Broadcast?
No.
Stuff, I don't
we
know.
Don't even really want Martin Davies at all,
no. It was only for an email. Don't worry about it. You're taking it way too seriously. Yeah.
Chill out.
Here's another good one. We need a guest for today's show.
Good morning. What name, please?
Robbie Williams.
Calling Robbie Williams. Wow. Unless you say cancel.
I'll leave a message. I'll talk to him later on. The Chris Moyle Show. It's got Robert De Niro on as well. National Radio. Right, it's 12 minutes past 7. Radio 1's Thursday morning. Get out of bed. Here is U2.
Know your computer problems?
Yes.
I was doing a little bit of research to find out what was going on, right? Apparently it's something to do with the image alt or something, but bizarrely, when I went to look at it, I've gone and stuffed up my computer as well now. Look. Look what I've done.
How have you done that?
I don't know. Because I was on there, and I've managed to go and put all of my alignment out. Look, it's gone all weird.
Maybe it's just us.
I don't know, it's like the sort of gremlins or something. But apparently the image alt means you need to relink to your image or make sure it's there in the first place.
But I didn't change that link, that hyperlink.
Or it says you've taken out a pointy bracket out of the HTML code.
No, I haven't.
Code.
No, I didn't.
Or maybe you've left off a quote mark on the IMG.
Look, I can't do it because I copy and pasted it.
Well, you know, I'm just telling you what
I
think.
Fair enough, but I don't know what that means.
Have you turned off and turned on again?
Yeah, I've done that.
But no, mine's stuffed as well now.
Mine's the same, Dave.
Is it?
It's all over the shop.